USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Orleans, they're searching for two missing people who may be trapped in the sudden collapse of a hotel that was under construction. Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
We have one confirmed fatality. We have two people who we are unable to locate. Based on our investigation and talking to people who were in the building at the time and working with them, we believe we know where they are.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, is being investigated by federal prosecutors, according to the New York Times. The probe is looking to see if Giuliani's involvement with Ukraine violated federal lobbying laws. In a statement, Giuliani says, "No, he is not aware of the investigation. Nothing but leaks, which has to tell you whether or not they're investigating. It's a political attack. Otherwise, why leak it?" This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
WCBS TV reporter Mark Liverman says police in New York City are investigating a deadly shooting in Brooklyn.
Police say this was some type of illegal gambling operation. They were called to the scene just before 7 this morning. They say they found 4 men dead inside. An additional 3 people were treated at local hospitals for non-life-threatening injuries. They recovered at least 2 firearms at the scene.
The Saddle Ridge Fire in Los Angeles has charred more than 7,500 acres, and authorities say it is 19% contained.
We had some flare-ups, but nothing very significant.
L.A. City Fire Captain Brandon Silverman talking about the work since the winds have now died down and moisture is now back in the air. He says, while weather conditions have changed, the rest has not.
These crews are working in some steep terrain, so it is very difficult work.
One person has died from a heart attack, a man in his upper 50s who was fighting the fire with a garden hose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is leaving his post. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Michael McKinley is a career diplomat. He has served as ambassador to Peru, Colombia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. But now the Washington Post says he's resigned as the State Department is dealing with low morale from what's being judged as Secretary Mike Pompeo's lack of support for officials who are now caught up in the Ukraine controversy. Pompeo, though, continues to defend President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, including the July phone call with its leader that's now at the center of the impeachment inquiry.
I was on the call. I listened to it. It was consistent with what President Trump has been trying to do to take corruption out. I found that to be wholly appropriate to try and get another country to stop being corrupt.
Pompeo was speaking to PBS NewsHour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the Value Voters Summit in Washington, President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria. For USA Radio News.